Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's head over to Blois Olson this morning. Talk politics here on The Morning Take. Morning, Blois.
Good morning, Dave Lee.
I asked Governor Walz, and I want to ask you your thoughts on his Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan. What is her role going to be like now?
Well, you know, every lieutenant governor and governor work on defining that role together. The first thing is that she appears to be kind of the point person on the transition, especially the idea of kind of collecting ideas and thoughts from across Minnesota. So on Friday, they announced their transition advisory group, and it's 29 individuals and the lieutenant governor. And they're from throughout the state. We have former Senator Dave Durenberger. We have former Hormel CEO Jeff Ettinger, a lot of labor leaders, some small business owners, the owner of Afro Deli. So it'll be a broad group from across the state. One of the members of the Corn Growers will be there. So, and they'll start to solicit opinions as they start to kind of form an agenda going in the legislative session. There's a couple big things. One is they got to get a budget ready. Two is they have to fill all these administrative posts. But then C, they have to kind of know where their positions are going to be and bring in their advisors and inputs into all these policy decisions. So that starts, and it looks like Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan will head up Walz's policy transition.
How is Minnesota's business community reacting to what happened in the elections?
You know, it's a little stinging to them, and there's a couple things. One is going to be in the forefront. Last week, St. Paul passed $15 minimum wage, and the $15 advocates are going to go push for this at the state capitol this year. Of course, the Senate is 34-33, controlled by Republicans, but there's a likelihood that they can peel off one or two votes on many things. So I know the business community is going to look for ways to work with Governor Walz, but right now they're feeling like, you know, they're kind of on the outside looking in with the change in the House as well.
How many people are splitting tickets when they vote?
A ton, especially if you start to look at, you know, the 7 to 8 point difference between Amy Klobuchar and Tim Walz. And it's as obvious there. And Jeff Blodgett, a longtime advisor to Senator Klobuchar, is quoted in the Washington Post saying, you know, she makes herself known and present in greater Minnesota and rural parts all the time. And it's paid off. I think, you know, we have to say that Klobuchar didn't get as many votes this year. Obviously, she hit 60%. And so it was still a strong showing. But if you think about the fact that her opponent, Jim Neuberger, I believe raised under $100,000. It starts to show where we might not like those ads, but sometimes they help raise name ID at least.
You write about Headward today, and you talk about the article in Roll Call, Blois, about hats banned from the House Chamber of the Capitol for 181 years. And, of course, religion's not supposed to be part of that, but they will allow religious headscarves this next session.
Yes, and that was driven in large part by Ilhan Omar, who you know, worked with them to make sure that the rules could be modified so religious headwear could be worn, and so she'll be able to wear her headscarf on the House floor in D.C.
Will that cause any problems with freedom of religion people?
I don't think so. I think that everybody's going to get through it. I did have a couple commenters in the last few days, you know, say, why is this the first priority? And you know, I think it's America in 2018. We have to start to recognize that religious freedom goes both ways, not just not wearing your headgear on the House floor, but also being able to wear your headgear on the House floor.
Hey, Blois, what about 5A? What's going on there up in the Bemidji area?
We will have a recount as soon as the state canvassing board certifies the results, I think, next week. And there's seven votes, I think, in between the two House members up there. The Democrat leads. And then the other interesting thing is I think they're up to 11 or 12 write-in votes up there, too. So I keep thinking about somebody walking into a local establishment up there, having to look one of these candidates in the face, knowing that they wrote in some random name, and we're dealing with a recount.
What's this about China dumping exports of quartz surface into the U.S.?
Yeah, this is directly impacts Cambria, who went to the U.S. Commerce Department and started to say that China was dumping quartz. And of course, Cambria is the leading manufacturer of quartz. And so the Trade Commission will make its final determination in May. But until then, we'll be watching, and the Commerce Department is watching for quartz dumping that affects the price of quartz countertops in America.
I had a conversation with some of the folks involved in the, or at least in that presidential search, and it sounds like they've narrowed it down to a few.
Yeah, it sounds like they went from 67 to 9. So that's quite a bracketed tournament as quickly as they did that. And, you know, they're hoping to have the candidate to be president of the U named and done by the end of the year. And so we'll be interesting to see when that name emerges. And of course, all these candidates are always worried because they don't want their name out there that they're looking for a new job. And but yet, Freedom of Information advocates consider it public information since it's a public university.
Blois, lots of stuff. How do I get to read all of that this morning?
You just go to WCCORadio.com/morningtake, and there's a link to subscribe right there.
Hey, thanks, Blois. I will talk to you on Tuesday.
I'll talk to you Tuesday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.